Social justice is a key mandate of the ILO. The agency believes that what Guy Ryder describes as already unacceptable levels of inequality and polarization can be tackled by providing decent work to all people. And as governments around the world look at how best to create those decent jobs, the ILO chief told the 105th International Labour Conference in Geneva that it's important to understand the global context.
Above all, that context is a world of work undergoing profound and rapid change, transformative change. And for some, this means opportunity and generates optimism. But for others, it brings insecurity and generates fear. The potential for innovative disruption of productive life is celebrated by some, but by others it is dreaded.
One of the ongoing transformations in the world of work is the rapid change in technology. The ILO is considering how that's affecting people in all walks of life. Lawrence Johnson is the ILO Deputy Director of Research.
Since the beginning of time, man has been innovating. What we're seeing now is that speed of that innovation outpacing our ability to adapt to change. What we're looking at in the future of work is how will man interact with technology? How will technology help us solve several of the world's problems? What will this mean? Will it mean all of us have leisure time? Will it mean all of us have no income? What does the future look like?
The ILO estimates that half of the world's 7 billion people have some type of job. Of those, around 1.5 billion are what the agency describes as vulnerably employed, people who are often not able to earn enough money to support themselves or their families. These are the people who are experiencing the unacceptable levels of inequality that Guy Ryder talks of. Technology is often considered largely as a boon to employment in the developed world, improving manufacturing processes, enabling remote working, and boosting commercial cooperation across borders. ILO Deputy Director of Research Lawrence Johnson says it can also help people in the less developed countries.
There are more than 1 billion people in economic activity associated with agriculture, and a lot of those are subsistence-level farming. So their use of technology to demand a better price for their product or to understand how to make higher yields, it's going to affect everybody, but at different rates and at different outcomes.
Government, employers, and workers' representatives from 187 member states are attending the meeting in Geneva. Their views will add to the overall picture of what the future world of work will look like. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.